The Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Use the promo code SGP50 to receive a 50% deposit bonus today. We're also brought to you by Odds Shark. They have the latest betting stats and trends you won't find anywhere else, plus free picks from their supercomputer and expert writing staff. Follow them on Twitter at Odds Shark and www.oddsshark.com.
You are listening to the final EPL show of the season. The EPL show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Get your 50% deposit bonus by opening an account with MyBookie.ag and using the promo code SGP50. All the bets that we'll give out here on the final EPL show will be available on MyBookie.ag for the final time this season. I'm joined by my regular colleague, Mr. James George.
I'm happy this season's over, Billy.
Yeah, well, it's not technically over. Like, we still have the FA Cup on that next week, but as far as the league games go,
being a Saints fan, it's been a tough season. My fantasy football went just completely wrong when I transferred out Salah and then refused to put him in for the whole season. So I just want to forget this season altogether and hope that Southampton do something this summer and next season's more fun. Because this, in the end, the Premier League this year, the Championship, Man City have walked it. In the end, the top four has been pretty much solidified for a while. The Europa League has been solidified for a while. And
oh, really?
Well, Europa League really hasn't it, Burnley?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you actually literally meant the Europa League.
As in who's going to qualify. And then relegation looked like it was going to get really exciting. And then last game of the year, Swansea have to win by a 9-goal swing. I mean, it's actually ended up being a really anticlimactic end to the season.
But I can see Swansea winning 4-0 and you guys losing 5-0.
Oh, no.
No, I can't, but I don't care anymore anyway. Like, I mean, Huddersfield are up unbelievably, so.
Right, let's fly through these games. Burnley v Bournemouth. Every single one of these games could just go either way. It's the end of the season. There's nothing to play for, so don't stick loads of money on this because anything could happen.
Yeah, It's tough to really to be unique here, but I'm feeling the same thing about all the games. Just because I said to James at the beginning, I see everything as a friendly, like a very competitive friendly. What that means is, like, you know, with the preseason where almost they kind of get their stuff in order, whereas this is the opposite, whereas they can just be free and relax and play it as a training game, and that would normally lead to goals. You also might see players experimenting in positions where they would make mistakes. Batley's is going to be really hard this week, and I'm top of every league, so I hope that I can hold on without having too many like established players that don't play. But I mean, for me, I'm just going to give out odds for everything, and if I do give out the same selection or similar selections for every single one, I mean, I can't really apologise for it, because I think you'll be on the right path if you do bet this way for every game. So Burnley versus Bournemouth, 23-20 Burnley and 23-10 Bournemouth.
This is a tough one because I think Bournemouth will probably play attacking football, but Burnley is so defensive. This is a tough one because Burnley just you don't get high scoring games when Burnley play at home. It just doesn't happen. What are you going on this one?
This is a harder one because it's Burnley. If I'm going to do, honestly, it's going to be three picks for me in this whole thing. So I've got to go either home team because it's season finale, both teams to score over 2.5. This one I'm going to go home team just to start out with.
Yes, I'm thinking. Even if Bournemouth score, I can see Burnley winning it 2-1 or something. Just yeah, I'm going to go Burnley simple. Next game, Palace v West Brom. West Brom now down, but have looked really good under their new manager. So I'm going to go next game, both teams to score.
I can see that, I guess. Again, it's just this manager. Like, does he end up unbeaten and then does he get the job? Because
he might end up being manager of the month and being sacked at the same month.
I don't think he gets sacked because he hasn't got the
not
job.
Being sacked, sorry, being relegated, yeah, and getting manager of the month. Sorry, I was surely.
Yeah, well, he didn't get them relegated. I think if he had two more games, they'd be staying up. We might have something on the line on this day. I agree. Will you have both teams to score?
Both teams to score, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Huddersfield or Arsenal?
I'm going to go Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal 8-15, Huddersfield 9-2. Actually, I wasn't going to take any away teams at all. That was kind of the rule, but I've just...
Last game, Wenger. I think they'll play with freedom. They've got enough about them that Huddersfield won't just... Because it's last game of the year, Huddersfield won't just shut up shop.
Yeah, this is. I think it's just tailor-made for Arsenal. If Huddersfield get into a football match with Arsenal, which they might try and do because they don't have to play their usual style, they're going to get absolutely battered. This might be the right game for Arsenal, for Wenger to finish on. So, yeah, I'm going to go Arsenal. It'll be probably my only away pick.
Liverpool v Brighton. Liverpool, when's the Champions League final? What, 2 weeks away?
It's 2 weeks away. I'm wondering if Mo Salah will even play here. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Do I put Salah back in my team? Or is Klopp going to do the right thing and not play it?
I think he'll want to try and play as many players as possible that are going to play the Champions League to keep them fully fit and to probably look to have a game plan ahead of that game. Whether he then still, just in case, wraps him up in cotton wool, I don't know. Or maybe even just play him 60 minutes and take him off. But this is, I think, Liverpool playing with freedom. Brighton, I don't know if they'll just go there for a 0-0 because it's last game of the year either. I think they'll play. So I'm going to go Liverpool -1.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going to go Liverpool -1 as well. I just don't. What Brighton? What's the point of Brighton here? Like, I think they're happy enough with everything that they've done. Liverpool need a point. You can't play for a point. You might as well. I would think also, if you, for a really like sort of to get something for better odds. I'm just checking the -1. It's 1-2. Okay, so what I'd prefer to go here is the half-time, full-time, just because I think they would just want to take people off.
Get the lead and then take people off, yeah.
It's the same part. Just go with the -1. It's the same part. I think the bookies have worked that one out. Normally you'd get something a lot significantly different, but I think there's a real need. There'll be a real need to win this game in the first half. So yeah.
One's a tricky one. Man United v Watford, because are Man United just going to rest players in this one? Is that actually a good fit? I haven't got a clue.
Lukaku won't be near this game. I think need to wrap him up and get him sort of, you know, even 70% fit or play the final. We need to win this game, weirdly. I'll tell you why. We haven't scored for 3 hours in the league.
Mourinho all over.
We played Brighton and West Ham away, and we haven't scored in either game. It's a bit concerning the week before, so I would think you see more faces here. I'm going to go, and I mean, we've only conceded one goal in those games, but I'm going to go Man United to nil. It's been effective all season, so I'm going to finish out with it.
Yeah, I think you might win 1 or 2-0, boring end of the season. I'll go with you on that one. Newcastle v Chelsea. Newcastle haven't done much last few games, am I correct? They got themselves safe, and then you've got Chelsea, who had an absolute shocking result. So I don't know why. This could be a good dog, Newcastle at home v Chelsea.
Yeah, I would think that Chelsea have ruined their chances after that Huddersfield game. That's ruined a lot of... It's ruined almost the whole end of the season. One goal in that game, you've got a top four race, you've got a relegation race, like you've got everything if Chelsea score. Now you've got nothing. I would think that Newcastle plus one here. But I'm going to go both teams to score. I expect it to be thrown out. Both teams to score a lot more than I have, but so I'm going to take it here. Both teams to score.
Well, you go both teams to score, and I'll go Newcastle plus one because that's exactly what I was looking at when you were talking. Next up, Southampton v Man City. Southampton playing with a bit of freedom. This is another really good dog because I think we've actually got some all right players, and I actually don't see this as an easy Man City win. I'm just having a look to see what I can get. I can get Southampton plus two, so I'm going Southampton plus two in this.
I'm gonna go both teams to score again. I think Southampton will score. I think Man City will score. I think this will be some kind of exhibition again. In patches, Southampton have been able to attack. They had a bit of a basketball game with Tottenham and came out on the wrong end of it. I don't think it'll be severe here. I think this could be like 3-2 to City or something.
Right, next up, Swansea v Stoke. This, it could be just go absolutely anywhere. I'm not even going to really look at the odds. I'll probably just go both teams to score because I think Swansea are going to try and... They have to go out there and try and win 4-5, 6-0. Stoke will surely pick them off at some point, so I'm just going to go both teams to score.
Do you know what? It's going to go the opposite way round. Like, I don't know if this is a tough one because Swansea can't really stay up, and you could almost see like Stoke came so close to winning so many games and then getting a draw. You could just see them winning here because Swansea will feel worse than Stoke. Stoke would almost feel like they've been down for a while. It's a tough. Yeah, I think both teams to score again would just be the easiest thing to go with. I mean,
Swansea have to go for it. There's just no. What else can you do? So Swansea go for it. They're going to leave gaps. Stoke will know that, and I think both teams to score.
Yeah, two more games.
Two more games.
Tottenham, Leicester. I'm at this game on Sunday. The last time I'll.
I can't believe Leicester actually got a win under Puel. That probably keeps him his job, which actually
they
is a good thing.
They won convincingly.
I actually think that's a good thing. That I want Puel to keep his job because he's shocking, and so Saints have an opportunity to finish above Leicester next year. So,
that won't happen because Leicester changed their managers very quickly since they won the league. I don't know who they think they are, but if Claude Puel doesn't have a decent return after six games next season. I think he'll go anyway. I think he might be a bit sick of all this stuff in England, and I think there's probably jobs for him in France and all around the world where he might get more respect, like AC Milan and places like that. AC Milan's a mess, and there's loads and loads of jobs around Europe where he might get some more respect.
He's not going to get AC Milan job.
Well, he has a good CV. He has two top eight finishes.
Oh, no way. AC Milan are one of the biggest clubs in the world. No way. Anyway, Spurs.
Who manages them now?
Isn't it Seedorf?
Gattuso,
that was it. I knew it was someone like that, an ex-player.
Yeah, but Gattuso's not Claude Puel. Gattuso, was an ex-player.
Yeah, exactly. It's different. I'm going to go Spurs... Where is the best one for me to do? Spurs minus one.
I'm going to go Spurs and over 2.5 match goals.
Cool. The last one, West Ham v Everton. Big Sam would love to get a result here. West Ham, what can I get? Can I get Everton plus one? Yeah, I'm going to get Everton plus one.
I'm just going to go over 2.5 goals again because it's the underdog price. It's even money and the over 2.5 goals is the underdog price. Under 2.5 goals is the favourite at 4-6. The over is at 11-10. But like I said, I think these games are being judged a lot by who the teams are and generally how many goals they've scored throughout the season and stuff. These are football players that, you know, this is probably the only game of the season where they just get to run out of position, defenders are trying to score, like playing passes that they wouldn't normally play, like just a little bit less attention to the offside trap. You're not going to see a lot of bookings, and that's a side bet on every game. Like under 45 booking points, never giving this out all season, but under 45 booking points should cash on every single game. I would even be tempted to try it as a 10-person parlay. Like a £10 bet on it would probably return around about £160 if every match has under 4 yellow cards, and I just don't see why it wouldn't. Like, that's a massive bet to give out. Actually, I'm going to give that out as my dog.
It's your dog. Dog.
That's a stupid dog. No, it's a side bet.
Side bet.
But worth it. Can you see a game here, James? Why?
Swansea, Stoke, both gone down. Someone gets fed up. That's the only one where there might be something.
Okay, so here's the value. Here's how that works. Let me just break that down. Never talked about it before. I just want to do it quickly. A red card is worth 25 points. A yellow is worth 10. 4 yellows will win you the bets. 5 yellows where you lose. Even if you add...
You're probably best going 8 out of the 10 games, just in case. And if you just
If there's something there where you can see anything worth eliminating, I it's interesting. We'll have a look at it, like the actual outcome of this, but as top of next week's show. But honestly, I think it's a really good bet. Like, I just cannot see all these bookings everywhere. Anyway, let's finish up with Lock Dog Parlay.
Right, my lock is going to be Liverpool -1. My dog is Southampton +1. And my parlay is going to be Liverpool, Arsenal and Spurs.
Liverpool, Arsenal and Spurs. Okay. My lock is going to be... I'm going to go for Arsenal. I just think that this could be a football match that Huddersfield don't want to be involved in. Arsenal's just a much better football team. If this comes a tactical game, or like if it was any way defensive and tackles flying in or whatever, Arsenal just bottle it. But this isn't really a game to bottle because I just can't see that being the case. I'm not going to do that. Sorry, James. I'm not going to do Arsenal. How can you take Arsenal? I'm going to take Tottenham and to win and over 2.5 goals, which I put in on the show anyway. My parlay is going to be Tottenham, Man United and Liverpool. It's just straight up, which returns to not a great amount. 105 off 50. It's not a great parlay to go out with. I wanted to give people a bit more. And my dog, it's hard to see a dog because everything is sort of done and dusted.
I think Newcastle and Southampton have got a chance. They're the two ones that I can see as upsets.
I think possibly then. I think West Ham and Everton may play out some kind of draw. 12-5.
Cool. All right, mate. Well, thanks a lot. And are you hoping to do an FA Cup one or not? Or is that going to be Premier League one?
Quick show next week. It'll be...
Why don't we do the FA Cup now and then just have it done rather than doing a show on the FA Cup?
I think I'd do it midweek because we've got to do Champions League as well, and then we'd have to do an individual show for Champions League instead. And I want to look at this situation. We can't really do a show until we see the situation with Lukaku or whatever, or if there's, I think there's also going to be some kind of announcement in the week where Chelsea say that Conte will be stepping down after the game, like we did with Louis van Gaal that time. Something's going to happen this week. I think we'll get that, get the cup final and Champions League done together.
Okay. Cool. Well, cheers, and Billy.
And then we'll be off for a couple of weeks until you start seeing those World Cup shows pop up.
Cool. Well, have a good one. Remember, follow us at Mr. James George on Twitter, and then it's EPL Show Pod.
And let's hope that I hold on to all of my leads in all the leagues I'm winning, which is all of them.
Yeah, there's hope. Cool. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, mate. Right. Cheers.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.